know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, thealexjonesstore.com. And by the way, when you purchase that, you do get entries into the Monster Truck Raffle. All right, you would think the Democrats would want to back away from the whole tampon in the men's bathroom, the boys' bathroom thing. They're not. Gwen Walls, again, just looking very strange, looking very weird. These people just, something is off there. It's like Mars Attacks aliens or something. Gwen Walls says making tampons available in boys' restrooms at schools makes sense. Makes sense. But she wants to move on from the Tampon Tim nickname. Oh, I wonder why. We need to move on from the Tampon Tim nickname, but we stick by the policy to have the tampons in the men's room. Again, I'm just, let's get... Do you think Tim Walls has done a demonstration? Where does the tampon go, Tim? Where does the tampon go, Gwen? Did Tim bring in the boys into the locker room, the football team? Did he bring in the high school boys? Did he bring in the high school students? Did he bring them in and did you give them a demonstration where the tampon goes? Did he volunteer to give it to them? How exactly does this go? Let's move on from the name, but no, it should be there. Tampons in the boys' rooms. These people are nuts. They're nuts. And they're corrupt. Listen to this story of a teacher in California. Listen to what she's doing to students, having a mock election, rewarding those that vote for Harris, punishing those that vote for Trump. Listen to this in clip 20.
Do you guys think this is normal for them to bring politics into school? And if they vote for, I live in California, by the way, but if you vote for Kamala Harris, then you're going to get a pizza party. But if you vote for Donald J. Trump, apparently you are excluded.
They said that my teacher was screaming at us saying the other class was voting Trump, so they don't get to use the paper patches, not the school supplies for the girls. They don't get to use the computers, the chargers, or the, what's it called it? The scrunchies, the deodorant, or stuff like that.
Okay, so you guys don't get to use this stuff. It's mm-hmm. Okay. And then what was said about the pizza party?
That we don't get the pizza party because only the kids that have, only our class that voted Kamal get to eat the pizza party, but some of the kids didn't vote for Kamal, they voted for Trump.
So then what's going to happen to them?
And they're not going to be included. Only the kids that voted for Kamal.
Hello.
So I had a couple questions for you. So I heard that, Giselle was telling me that you had mentioned that the kids that are not going to attend the pizza party are the kids who voted other than Kamala.
Wait, say it again?
That you had told the class that whoever votes for Kamala will get a pizza party, but those that don't will not be included in the pizza party.
For Harris?
Yeah.
What period is your daughter in?
I am not sure.
So I believe only one period five, had a majority for Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and to follow that same spirit, because the Democrats are more for feeding the hungry, free medical care, feed more services, just pay higher taxes, that I'll be willing to buy pizza for the class.
Okay.
What did she say?
You are willing to buy pizza for the class for those who win with Harris, right?
So, look, you shouldn't have to deal with this, okay? If they want to do a mock election, that's fine. You just show this is how an election goes. You get to vote. We count the votes, and then the winner wins. That's how a democratic process works. But you have these teachers that are just so politicized, and they don't even teach the kids basic reading skills, comprehensive skills, math skills, anything. They just politicize them. They just indoctrinate them. They gay flag them. I guess now they tell them, you know, they show them how to put a tampon in a boy's whatever. It's just liberalism. That's liberalism. And then they can't figure out why the education system is failing these students. Can't figure it out. Now, you've also got the latest from O'Keefe Media Group, where Meta admits, this is Facebook, they run Facebook and Instagram, and they admit anti-Kamala posts will automatically get demoted. Here they have them on camera admitting it, the latest from O'Keefe Media Group, clip 22.
See, your uncle in like Ohio said something about like Kamala Harris is unfit to be a president because he doesn't have it.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta.
Are they doing a good job protecting our democracy? Because I can see these like right-wing groups like setting up Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts for that matter, right? And just start posting disinformation and be like, Harris is blah, blah, blah.
That's all going to be demoted 100%. The civic classifier is strong.
The senior software engineer also goes on to say that, quote, the person would not be notified, unquote, if they were demoted because of their anti-Kamala Harris post on Meta, and redlisted, that's a new term we just learned, redlisted, meaning according to Collins Dictionary, things that are not permitted.
Would the person who posted that be made, would he be notified that?
The person would not be notified, but there's these things that what you collect is like, if a bunch of items that, like if at least a couple of items that a person has created has violated civic classifier, then they're also redlisted.
Our OMG American Swiper asked Jeevan if Meta was shadow banning users for their anti-Kamala Harris posts. Take a look at what he says.
So is that called shadow banning?
Shadow banning,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so they would be shadow banned.
Correct.
They would never be shown.
Right.
So they will
so
see it
the,
in
institutional, systemic discrimination against conservatives and Trump supporters continues, including in courtrooms at the Beaver County Courthouse. Scott Presler was in there as he's registering voters, and the clerk curses him out and tries to stop him from recording in a public place. Of course, he knows what he's doing. So the discrimination against Trump supporters continues. Here it is, clip 16.
Call the cops on us. Let's see what happens.
Did you just say go yourself?
I got that on film, everybody. We are here at the Beaver County Courthouse where one of the staffers sitting right here at this desk where we're about to go vote came out and told us to go ourselves. We said that we were going to film in the courthouse when we go cast our ballots. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? People that work in these courthouses tell Trump supporters to F off. They act like you can't record in public. They write all these laws so you can't see what they're doing. They cover up the polling places with cardboard so you can't see inside. They delete all the footage of the drop boxes so you can't see what's going on. They refuse to cooperate with FOIA requests. They don't answer any questions at the U.S. Postal Service. It's all very strange, isn't it? They sue to make sure you can't clear the voter rolls. Protecting democracy. Protecting democracy, they say. What an absolute lie. These people are destroying democracy. They're destroying the country. They are the criminal class. They do steal elections, but they justify it. That's the thing. They justify it. because you're a Nazi, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe, you're a xenophobe. So yeah, lying and cheating and stealing is justified. So it's this little game they play. Of course, they know it's all a lie, but see, they can then justify it when they get caught. Well, I'm fighting Nazis. Oh, I'm fighting racists. I'm fighting sexists. I'm fighting homophobes. So first they deny it's not going on, then they get caught, and then they justify it. No. Wouldn't you fight Nazis? All right. Coming up, we've got Ask the Doctor Hour with Dr. Diane Kaiser, and I got some big health news for you as well. That is coming up now in the third hour.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you